I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. In the most recent installment of Ask Max that appears in Wisconsin Outdoor News, DNR fisheries biologist Max Walter wrote about fish that spawn in the fall. The spring spawn gets a lot of attention, but some important fish species are spawning right now. More details when we return, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onyxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Welcome back. Spring is when some of our most popular species, including sturgeon, muskellunge, and walleyes, go through their reproductive process. Bass and panfish are also spring spawners, though their time comes a little later in the warmer months. But DNR fish biologist Max Walter points out that we have a handful of species that are fall spawners. They're all species that thrive in cold water. They include most of our trout and salmon species, which is why those seasons are closed right now. Brook trout start spawning in October, but typically peak in November. Brown trout spawn from October to December. Our native lake trout are spawning from mid-October to early December. Inland populations of whitefish, which are part of the trout and salmon family, typically spawn in November. The same is true for cisco or tulabies. One exception is rainbow trout, which are actually native to the west coast of North America. They still follow the same life history and spawning timing as they did in their native areas, so they drop their eggs in the spring. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.